Hello, and welcome to this edition of our podcast, Wings Over Morecambe, the RAF and wartime Morecambe, taken from Morecambeology 258 and 282 by Peter Wade. Generally, wartime was a golden age for Morecambe. Morecambe Heritage Archives and Morecambe Reference Library include a memoir from 2001 by Trevor Jordan, BA, entitled Morecambe Wings, the RAF and Morecambe between 1940 and 1946. Morecambe Wings was itself the RAF station magazine for Morecambe. The memoir is based around a series of interviews drawing upon the memories of people in Morecambe at the time, including RAF personnel, seaside landladies, a grocer and a housewife, recalling everyday life in wartime Morecambe. The years of the Second World War were a boom time for the town, with RAF personnel stationed there alongside both civil servants and evacuees seeking refuge from air raids affecting major centres of population and industry. Larger buildings were requisitioned, with the Midland Hotel becoming a hospital, the Grosvenor Hotel and Broadway Hotel offices, and the Clarendon Hotel the RAF headquarters. Smaller hotels, boarding houses and even private houses were also taken over to provide accommodation. The RAF supplied beds and blankets for up to 15 airmen per address, and for Morecambe's landladies, their new guests represented an all-year-round source of income. Landladies could claim just over £1 per person billeted per week, as well as each person's rations. While the men were out marching on the promenade or behind the winter gardens, or attending bayonet practice and self-defence at the former Middleton Towers holiday camp, the landladies were out making the most of the rations. 2 ounces of butter or sugar per person per week is one example. Perishable foods such as poultry or dairy products were brought in by relatives with farms or small holdings, supplementing these rations, and were kept in cold stores. Landladies also needed a degree of ingenuity to create large meals from limited resources, although generally there were no shortages, so rice puddings and pies were filling staples. More unusual ingredients, such as heart, became dishes known as goose spruce, with the addition of apple sauce and a certain amount of imagination. Some landladies were providing 3 meals a day plus supper. Morecambe's landladies came to be the mothers of the town's RAF family. Many formed lifelong friendships, some even married. The 4-year-old son of one of the landladies became a mascot in his own little uniform, marching alongside the men. Many of the men stayed in touch by letter after the war, or even came back to visit. Some RAF recruits, fresh from remote rural areas, had not seen WCs before, and hot baths were a luxury. Whilst a once-a-week bath was acceptable to most airmen, it most certainly was not for WAFs. The newly arrived RAF men would spend 6 to 8 weeks square-bashing, marching up and down the prom. They went for their malaria jabs to the Midland, and then spent another 16 weeks training as riggers or drivers. New arrivals would march from Lancaster Railway Station and be paired off along the way for accommodation. Each billet had a leading airman whose job it was to maintain discipline. Boarding houses were popular with the men, hotels being kept for the higher-ups. A pre-war basic training of 3 months was now condensed into just 3 weeks. PT, or physical training, was done on the prom and side streets. There was a rifle range on White Lund, and self-defence and bayonet practice at Middleton Towers. Drill and PT occupied the mornings from 8 a.m, whilst afternoons were spent attending lectures or out on the firing range. Sometimes PT was on the beach, or there might even be cross-country runs. Vehicle repair instruction was carried out in requisitioned garages, and an aerodrome with hangars was sited on Westgate. In post-war years, it was still known as Vickers Caravan Site. Passing out parades were held at the Harbour Bandstand alongside the Midland Hotel. Several well-known names were among the men posted to Morecambe. One was Simon Eden, son of the Foreign Secretary Anthony Eden, who lost his life in Burma. Another well-known name was that of the boxer Freddie Mills, who was a PT instructor. For Morecambe landladies and most RAF personnel, wartime Morecambe was a good place to be. Peter Wade is a local Morecambe historian, and he has written over 300 editions of his Morecambeology, detailing aspects of his hometown, past and present. They can be read on the Morecambe Heritage Centre's Facebook page and are serialised by Lancaster Civic Vision on their webpage under the heading of Blog and News at www.lancastercivicsociety.uk.